The lesion with the greatest pressure drop, in this case the distal lesion, is the most significant. Sometimes, if both lesions are of similar significance, a physician will first stent the distal lesion to simplify stenting the proximal lesion if needed. With the opposite order, the physician would have to pass the stent delivery system through the proximal stent to treat the distal lesion. Once the first lesion, once again distal in this case, is treated, it is necessary to reassess the remaining lesion using FFR. Often, the FFR value of that remaining lesion will have changed, as will be discussed in the next section of this training. This reassessment will, of course, require another dose of IV hyperemic agent. The image in the top right is a bit simplified and idealized for the article. A real-world pullback assessment is more complicated and looks more like the bottom image.